Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello, and welcome back to the Canceled Podcast.
Wow, that was our best one yet.
That was
beautiful. We just shot an entire episode of Canceled.
More importantly than that, we shot one before that as well.
It's about to be the holiday season. We all have to go home for the holidays. We have a lot to do. And we're trying to stack episodes so that there's an episode every Friday. And, you know, just that we have some on lock in case someone has to go out of town or someone has to do something, whatever, right?
Any hiatuses.
Exactly. And so the last time we played Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader on Canceled for like 20 minutes, people really enjoyed that segment. It was funny how stupid we all are.
You, not Brooke.
Super.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ari.
She did just win. Sorry, we'll get into that. You're right. No, you're right. So I was like, it would be hilarious to do an episode like that. And it still would be. Like, it's the funniest concept. And I was like, let me pick my funniest friends to do an entire episode with, obviously. Miss Canceled herself, Brooke Schofield.
Yay!
Ari and Ty are hilarious. Lila is the funniest person we've ever met. Lila's the funniest person we've ever met. And she's the best at the Canceled live shows. If we bring her on the stage, like, everyone dies, everyone goes insane.
But we have such a consistent problem when she comes on the regular Canceled podcast.
Wait, what is that?
She like
won't behave like herself.
Like, she becomes this person that I've never met. And like, I won't even say can't understand podcast etiquette, can't respect podcast etiquette.
Okay, wait, for the viewers, can you let them know what podcast etiquette is?
Essentially, like, if you're sitting with the four of your friends and you're all having a conversation and there's side combos or you're all talking over each other, like, that's fine. Like, you're talking with your friends and everyone laughs. But when you're podcasting, you're listening to one person, you're waiting for them. If you're good at it, you're thinking to yourself, like,
yeah, I was gonna say, sometimes I don't wait. Like, just like now.
But no, but just beyond that, like, you're not gonna say some shit if it's not funny. If you think that one of us has something funnier to say, we're gonna let the other one go. Mm-hmm. Like, just so on and so forth. We shot one episode of Canceled, us two. And then the second one was supposed to be Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader with the group. And we all sit down and we're like, hey, everyone, let's all not talk over each other. Let's just slay our conversation. Let's act like we normally do. She brings in Stassi Bell. we've got a third, a fourth, a fifth. And side conversation the entire time.
Like, we weren't even here.
At all.
Talking to the dog over there like, Daisy!
And the inside jokes. I'm like, the audience does not get it.
And it's just so, like,
it's just already so many people that, like, just them two together is like 10 people added with us. You know
but I mean? Genuinely feel like the other 10 of our friend group could do it. Like,
you said it exactly right when you said, like, respecting the etiquette. Because it's like, that's what it is. It's like just complete disregard. She's like, fuck you guys.
Literally, we just kept saying to her, like, please stop having side conversations with Stassi about your hair care products and your quesadillas. Like,
that's what it was.
I kept looking at her and saying, please, Oscar's going to have to edit this. Please, please, please. Like, the people have to hear this. Please, please. The whole episode was trash. It was a whole 2-hour waste of all of our time. I had to give Aaron a bonus.
We need bonuses, babe.
Rent is due, babe. We really care about what we're putting out.
And we care so much about what we're putting out that we are shooting a third episode tonight, which will be just a second episode that the people see.
Yeah, that one's going to live in the archives.
Like, as Brooke's editing her sixth episode of the night.
I know.
Brooke just went on Just Trish, and it's a 3-hour episode, and
it comes out tomorrow, and I haven't made any edits, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so scared.
I was telling her, though, like, going on Just Trish is like, I say shit on there, like, I would never say even on here. Like, you go.
I know, but it's just like, sometimes you say shit, and it's like, God, I just shouldn't even be talking about that in general.
Yeah, Gorge.
Well, and you, like, forget a camera's rolling with her. And you'll be like 3 hours deep, and it's like, I literally forgot the cameras were rolling, and now I'm saying shit the public should not hear at all.
At all.
I feel like with her, she's just like, it's like talking to your bestie, because I feel like she knows like all about
yeah, and guys. I really wanted to fill her in, but I'm like, they don't need to know that.
You're like, you want Trisha to know, but you don't want Trisha's audience to
yeah,
know.
Yeah, it was like just chatting with my girl.
Do you guys think your audiences are like the same? Like, is it the same vibration? Or
it's definitely a lot of the same people.
I love vibration.
I don't know. Is it like the same like scariness? Is like she have the same fans? Because I don't know.
Cult, like same energy. I think Trisha's are more diehard cult. And I think ours are like, there's a little more men in ours. There's a little more like
really? Hetero. I was going to say, I think she has more gays.
That's what I mean. Oh. There's a little more heterosexuality in ours. Mm-hmm. A little less in hers, you know?
Yeah, for me, Ty.
Yeah.
Yeah. As over here.
You stole my road?
It's somewhere here. We've been fighting over the same road peptide lip balm for the last 2 hours. Please, road, please. Do you know that every time I DM Road Beauty and ask them to be on the PR list, they straight up tell me like, no, we'd have no more space.
Yeah, because like, they're like, bitch, you can afford it.
They're like, no
yeah,
more
exactly.
Lip
why are you asking for a free lip balm?
No, because they're always sold out the like flavors I want.
Well, what, you think they're going to whip up a new one for you?
They do for fucking every TikTok. Mm.
It's worth the ask.
It's so worth the
ask. Yeah, it's so worth the ask. Like, hey, else?
So essentially, we're on our third two-hour episode of Canceled tonight. We have all been here forever. And we had to trash the last one. Not trash, actually. It's available on Tana Gone Wild. If anyone wants to go to the link in the description below or in my Twitter bio, we will be selling that batshit episode of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Watch me win.
It wasn't like, it was funny. Everyone said funny shit, but it's everyone talking over each other. Like, it's not an episode that can like go on Spotify that like my manager can like.
Yeah, it's like when you're tripping on acid.
He would be so disappointed, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know what I mean? Like,
I'd click out.
For sure. So today we're combining all of it. All the topics that we didn't do in the first episode, we're going to do now with them, Ty and Ari. Hey. And we're also all kind of getting drunk because it's so late. So I hope everyone's okay with that. And
Aaron's like, I want to go home.
I think, no, Aaron's fabulous.
Aaron's drinking a beer. Aaron's, everything's happening. It's great.
Like, not to out him and all. It's November 1st. He was supposed to be sober. He's having a beer.
Aaron.
He feels fabulous.
He's pressured into this.
Do you feel fabulous, Aaron?
Yeah, I feel amazing.
Nope.
I can't say that.
Say, I feel fabulous. I can't say
is that
I feel
like fabulous. A straight thing you can't say?
No,
fabulous?
I kept trying to make Jeff say, I feel Gorgina this week, and Jeff would not say the word Gorgina, like gun to his head.
I'm like, hey, we didn't think he was going to wear those fits. He wore the fits. Shut the fuck up.
Honestly, yeah. Jeff is Barbie. I'm trying to just transform masculinity.
Jeff was not Barbie.
That's exactly why you didn't do it, for that reason.
Gosh. Say I feel fabulous.
Why?
I feel fabulous.
I feel like that's like a workplace, like you're like pressuring him to do.
Oh, like HR violation.
Yeah.
I don't want no Lizzo scandal. So baby, don't say it.
She's like, eat the banana.
She's like, eat the banana.
What like
I don't know, but I feel like that's touchy territory. But, I feel like we shouldn't even get into that one.
It's been enough time, right, to just ask like what happened.
I don't know. Whitney honestly has like a funny bit about it. Like, essentially, I guess like someone was like, it was like they went to like a box situation where someone had to like eat a banana out of someone's vagina.
Whoa.
And then Lizzo was like, now y'all
eat a banana out of her vagina?
No, someone's vagina.
I don't know. Listen, I wasn't really keeping tabs.
There's a documentary about it now, though, right?
Yes, on Hulu.
Coming out,
but one of those low-budge ones. One of those, they made it overnight to get that bag one.
Like the low-budge one where they have, like, the producer's cousin's uncle sister that heard the story, like, halfway, like, tell their story.
Do you know what Ty and I have been doing in all of our free time? Not kidding. All of our free time. Every second you and I get alone, we've been watching Special Forces.
Oh, Slay with JoJo.
Miss JoJo told us to watch that.
No, yeah. When JoJo Siwa came on the podcast, she started talking about Special Forces, which is a new show that she's on
ABS.
Who cares?
ABC.
ABS. And it's like an extreme game show, right?
Yes. But even the way game she show. Explained it to us, she was like, that's how I felt. I was like, oh, it's an extreme game show.
I knew what it was like.
They put these celebrities in the military.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's actually the most, like, people are just projectile vomiting onto their bodies. It's the most insane shit I've ever seen.
Do you think I could go on it?
I think no one we know could. I'm surprised she made it as far as she did.
That's rude.
It's so cool. No, grown men can't.
Black China did it.
No, but these, like, football players are quitting. Like being like, I can't do
that. Yeah, I feel like it's so much also like a mental challenge, and I would have been out of there. I don't even think they would have let me go. I think I wouldn't pass psych.
Well, it's also crazy because JoJo's just like this little girl and there's these grown men doing like the same exact shit as her, but she's like keeping up with like 35-year-old
But
men.
She's like an athlete.
No, but they fly them out to like the middle of Switzerland. They take their phones. JoJo told us like each day, like we eat like a small portion of like eggs and like all the meals are like constricted like the military. Like they're eating nothing. They're getting no sleep. And they're putting like 100-pound backpacks, like, you know, the military backpacks like on them. It's like negative degrees outside. And then they're making them like jump into the freezing water in their clothes, like push boats that are like 200 pounds, like scale buildings. Like scaling buildings, like all this, it's the most fucked up shit I've ever seen.
It's giving American Top Model when they made when Tyra made them scale the building.
How did she get away with that shit? I see the clips. I'm like, sister, what were we thinking?
Sister, she made these women, these poor women, walk down the side of a building like as if they were on a runway. I can't make this up. Like, can you explain it more, Brooke?
Is that I'm just thinking, like, in general, that show was so fucked up.
That's been a thing now where, like, now in this day and age, people, like, break down America's Top Model and they're like, this is the most, like, psychologically fucked up show. Like, it would never ride now. She'd make them cosplay different races.
That's what I was going to say.
She made the white girls do, like, blackface.
Yeah, like, she was
making and shoot like all. That. Like,
yeah, and she'd be like, you're not serving. It's like, yeah, no shit. No shit.
Isn't it giving like all the old shows though when you like y'all were younger? Like every
y'all already loves to do that, like age gaslight us. Like you're what? 22. 3 years younger.
It is crazy. Like some stuff I'm like, God, I wish they could still do that because it was so funny.
She'd give them the most fucked up makeovers. It'd be the most beautiful girl. Like think like Scarlett, right? Like long hair, like fucking to her, like whatever, like beautiful, whatever, and be like, I'm shaving your head, I'm cutting off your eyebrows, and now serve.
I swear to God, one time I saw them give a girl a gap. They were like,
no, they shaved her teeth. No. Not kidding. No. Like, actual is shit that like real? That. Yes, and like the shit that they would do to people on America's
Next. The Shannon special.
No, bitch, I just made that up.
Wait, did you make that up?
Why'd she just go along with you? Remember the bitch with the gap? Did they not give that to her?
Like they put a fucking Phillip, no, a fucking no, baby, flathead screwdriver in the fucking... Tana
that's
thought
something that totally would have happened on that show, but it just cracked me up that she was so quick to just back me up.
That's a friend. That's a friend.
She's like, they saw her from
I swear to God, Brooke could start telling people that she like was skydiving yesterday. I'm like, I saw her land from the plane. Like, it's just, I'm crazy. No, but like there was actually a bitch with a gap. There was a bitch with the London look. Okay, I don't know what they gave it to her. I don't know.
It was funny. What I was saying was, is like there's so many shows when, like I was saying, when y'all were younger, like they would say the most outlandish things that we cannot say these days.
Ever, even like 10 years ago, we just watched a show, came out 10 years ago, and they can say like the most. Well, like out of pocket jokes, like, and I'm so jealous of
them. 7 years ago on television, the R slur was completely fine. So, like, I was watching Entourage the other day, and like, they just say it, like, it doesn't matter. Like, whole thing.
And all of the like Family Guy, like Simple all that Life, type
like
of...
the shit Paris and Nicole would say, like you're fucking fat, right?
You know that they were like trying to cancel Friends for being like not politically PC, correct,
which is just
your show, like BFF Family card. Guy. Isn't that where they say the most outlandish shit?
Family Guy
shit
still to this day is that fucked up because like Seth MacFarlane just says I don't care, which is why I love it so much.
And I guess it's like no one's really like acting it out and saying it. It'd be different than like Kim K going and saying like.
No, wait, what was it? Didn't they make Selena Gomez like or someone say the N word?
Now you're making shit up, Michelle.
They really did. It was in a movie. It was a movie she did
with the guy from.
And she's like in jail and they made her say it. What's
that? Hereditary?
Yeah, with the guy from Hereditary. Like he's also in that movie. I saw that clip. And like they made Selena Gomez is like act like her character
say it. But you don't care about your beef with Haley.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Can we talk about another series that has been blowing my mind? No, America's Next Top Model, but Sam and Colby. You saw it yesterday. Yeah. You saw. You haven't seen.
Please watch.
What is it?
Do you know anything about them or no? Quick backstory. So Sam and Colby have been YouTubers since I started. Like, I've known them in the YouTube
Colby's game. Colby's the one who looks like Chris Miles with no tattoos.
Colby's gorgeous.
He has tattoos.
I love him.
He looks like if Chris Miles took his tattoos off.
I have a crush on Colby Brock.
Oh, I pick Chris. America's Next Top Model, two photos. I'm like, the final model is.
That was my favorite Chris. Bit ever.
That was your favorite bit. What? Do it.
Like it's
do it today against Lila and Stassi as podcast hosts.
I have two beautiful transgender models standing right in front of me. However, both of you have a pee as a brain and can't shut the fuck up. Lila, as hilarious as you are and gorgeous as can be, you failed me this week and I'm extremely disappointed. Stassi Bell, you're just her sidekick. Who's moving on to next week's episode?
Oh, we're bullying.
Neither of you.
Please post this.
Here's what I'm gonna say. This is all getting left in. No, this is all getting left in, but we love you guys. Like I would die for them. It's just like in a setting of seven people on canceled, it doesn't work. But and that's not why, again, that's not why I'm annoyed.
You're so
funny. You can be good or bad at this shit. It's that I'm saying, please stop having side conversations. Oscar's gonna have to cut that out. Yeah, and then looking at me directly in the eyes and continuing to do it, like, it's the disrespect. It's the blatant disrespect.
For the podcast etiquette.
Do you know what?
It's a real thing.
Sorry, Lila's going to hate me for this episode, but it's too funny. It doesn't matter, whatever. Watch. Do you know what she did the other night?
I'm scared.
I just have a couple stories about her blatant disrespect.
Be careful. Reddit's having a field day with Lila right now.
I would die for her. I'm serious. If anyone, that's my friend, so I can say these things. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. And she's a great friend in her regard, but when it comes down to the little things, my poor girl can't get it. So the other night she comes here, right? And we're having a very chill night here. Like we're all sipping red wine, getting in and out of the pool, like just smoking. Like it's me, Ari, Lila, Isabella, and Ashley, right? And we're all just kikiing and giggling. And Lila drops first of all, she calls her weed plug, has him drop off a wax pen to her here, right? And then she gets in the pool and she drops it in the pool. And you know, Lila, it's a whole episode. Like, I draw my brand new wax pen. How else is she going to pay for it other than all the things Reddit says? She's so upset about her wax pen. And you look at her and you're like, put it in rice. As you do.
As one does when something goes in water.
But yeah, an electronic item goes in water. You put it into rice, right?
A weed pen?
Well, yeah, because any electronic gets water, you put it into rice. Oh.
We're just trying to help her out.
And just some advice, just so Shorty stops. And as you know, Lila Gibney and Isabella are on very thin ice with their patience with Lila. Like, the way we love Lila is not, you know.
Yeah, and I get that.
They're my childhood best friends, my roommates. They love, you know. And
we love them. They're special. They love who they love.
Yeah, they're family. But like they just don't deal, like we'll like laugh at Lila's shitty shit. Like they're just like, fuck that, you know? But recently we've all come together. We're back on our family shit as much as we can be, okay? And so even just seeing everyone like have like a pool night like together, like Ashley and Lila like swimming, splashing, like hanging out. I was like, wow, this is beautiful, you know? And Lila finally leaves the house. And you know how Ashley is, like she's so meticulous, like the pantry is fucking alphabetized, like shit is fucking color coded, like she knows when a fucking pin drops in this house, which is great because shit, I'm leaving crunch drops on the floor, someone's got to do it. She walks into the pantry and she notices,
oh no.
Ashley, do you like pug, do it to me, like whatever. Ashley has this bag of like $25 Whole Foods rice.
No. It's the Trader Joe's jasmine rice that's really expensive. No,
richer than that. I'm not kidding. It's $25 rice. And it's open and there's rice everywhere all over the pantry. And Ashley opens a bag and pulls out my
was chlorine covered wax pen.
Oh, man. And I just want everyone to understand this.
Didn't even think to put like a separate bag of rice.
This is what we said.
Whose is it? What about whose bag is it?
Well, she knew whose it was. Like, it's not your jasmine rice
at all.
Yeah. No.
And you know what's funny too? Is there are 10 boxes of minute rice next to it. Like, she had to choose the fucking.
Oh no.
I told her verbatim as I walked in the pantry and I was looking at all like the almonds, the flowers. She has them in the nice containers. And I was like looking for the rice one because I knew she would just plop it right in there. So then I was like, and I look to the left and I see the bag right open. And I go, where'd you put it? She goes, it's in there. I go, that's disgusting. She goes, it's gonna get boiled. I go, boiled? I go, that doesn't mean the chlorine and the weed and the metal toxins aren't in there.
And think about Ashley Schwann's like fear of weed. She's beyond so that, funny. I'm not even joking. You
so the pantry is sectored into like four. Like there's Amari, Ashley, me, Bella. Uh-huh. There were peanut butter on the walls in between the sectors. Like she was Lila was eating while my Ritz sleeves were open. There was peanut butter on the wall. Why was, what do you have to do with your hands for that peanut butter?
And that's saying a lot if you think it's like reckless.
Okay, this isn't a Lila Samir campaign. We love her.
I would die for her. It's just like, fuck.
I do love her so much. Every once in a while I'll read something and I'm like, how do people think anything bad about her? But then I'm like, oh.
Well, that's also just like my cousin, honestly. My cousin the other day, we were on the phone and she was like, you know, like the only one that's not really crazy in your friend group is Brooke. And I go, who?
No, I was just telling them, like, the intro to the Trisha episode, she goes, I just love you because I feel like you're so chill.
Right! I'm
like, I go, oh no. Like, that's just the last word that anyone would ever use to describe me.
No one has mastered their image like Brooke Schofield. She reads about it, she sees your problems, she fixes it.
No, I don't mean for it to be that way. And
I've actually always thought that it's crazy.
It actually gives me like a little bit of panic because like sometimes I'm like, oh my God, they really like have it so wrong. But it's like,
you're just as crazy as us. It just manifests differently.
Yeah.
And you're just so pretty.
It's so good at explaining.
Well, and like you'll slick back a bun and throw on an Aritzia earring and it gives different, you know?
I think I just don't, I'm not as like vocal about it, but like you guys get it.
Yeah, like you're crazy. It doesn't manifest publicly.
Yeah.
God damn, I wish it did.
Like, fuck, she's just as nuts as me.
Crazy or else they're just like,
no, well, I can tell, but sometimes people will be like, she's nothing like she used to be. I'm like, no, you just didn't know.
I also think changed. That like so much of public perception is based on like looks.
Yeah.
Like obviously, duh, but I'm saying like if you came on here with like my track out like situation, like same clothes, like it wouldn't, like it's,
that's the one thing in my life I have control over.
Yeah.
You know?
And you slay.
It's like brushing my hair.
Your hair is always gorgeous, your skin's always gorgeous, your earrings are always on, you have a cute outfit on, you're always...
Thank you so much. Well, they said that I look like that girl, the spider girl.
Brooke, put the image on the screen.
Who's spider girl?
She still can't stop reading Reddit. Again, it's to her benefit in a lot of ways.
Gorgeous. The only reason I've been like, if y'all are watching and I'm like this, it's because the Reddit threads about my chins have been so extra crazy.
And there's like 150 comments about my face and how I've done so much.
No, but that again, that's exactly why y'all have to stop reading Reddit. Like, who, like, what these fucking user 1004 think about your face is so mentally unhealthy.
First of all,
why are you zooming in on her?
Okay, you need to relax, Aaron.
Aaron started the Reddit thread.
What would you do if at the top it said like it was like his profile?
Can you look at what they said about her?
No, you gotta go to the third photo.
I've never really afraid. Followed her, so I'm not pretty sure her history with Botox, I thought you were. She's popped up.
Like this. Here, let me tell you
my issue with this. Well, I have quite a few, but it's always the people who don't fucking know. They'll be like, "Oh my God, it's so crazy how much Botox she's done to her lips," and you're like,
it's like, right.
You can't fucking do that.
Me with the six Botox lip flips in my lip.
But you know what I mean? I'm like,
yes, it's not common.
I see photos of me every day, like where my face is just filled to the gods and I look absolutely like a blow up doll. And nobody said shit to me then, but now they have so much to say.
It's the 12-year-old haters, honestly.
Someone's saying I went to my injector and she's just wilding out, putting it everywhere. I'm like, I don't even know who my injector is.
If I listen to every comment on my face, this is beyond your age, I think, but do you guys remember when Heidi Montag, let me tell you about this. It's actually, can you look up right now Heidi Montag surgery so I can show Ari?
Oh, it was crazy. She did all of it at once.
Heidi Montag was on the Hills. This was, again, before YouTube. Like, this was the biggest, they were the biggest people in the world. And all these people were, had so much to say about her face. And she was like the most beautiful girl ever. She went and got 14, 15 plastic surgeries in one day. No, but like, actually not kidding. She got like her chin sawed off, like two nose jobs, like an eye lift, like all in one day, boob job, like all this shit.
I'm like, that's horrible. What's her doctor's name?
No, but I'm saying, like, that's what this shit, like, does to you, like, reading this shit. Like, if I read what everyone has had to say about my face over the last fucking 10 years, I would be Heidi Montag getting 40 surgeries.
Oh. But it's like, I can't change the length of my face. People, it's always the chin. I'm like, I was born with this chin.
Heidi got her chin sawed off.
I had this. Why. This is my chin.
It's just like, it just shouldn't, reading about
it. And they'll be like, it's always things that aren't done. They'll be like, oh my God, like her jaw, her chin, her.
Same, everyone thinks I've had like way more work done than I have.
Yeah, I mean, and it's like, I always admit to what I've had done. I'm so vocal about it, and it's making me not want to, because it's like, not you throwing it back in my face.
It's like, you've never been under the knife, gorgeous. Why the fuck are you like,
yeah,
you
explaining? I've never had a surgery. Yeah,
no. Under the knife.
Except for my lipo.
But it's like when I think about Reddit and when they do and that, like, it's the like, lipo. Oh my God, I forgot about that. You're just perfect. But yeah, it's like, what I think about is like, the people that are calling me fat probably are 10 times fatter. 100%.
Yeah. It's always people that don't even have like a profile picture on there. Like, can't even show
And you it. Just can't let thousands of people weigh in on your face. And like,
it really like, doesn't take that like in. Hurt me. It makes me so mad because I'm like, who raised you?
Or you gotta talk to people like that. Like, I've never left comments like that in my life.
And even if it's like a spam account that you're using, like, what like desire do you have to do that so bad to create a spam account?
Do you think they 100%. Like hit send and then like, ah,
yeah.
Like, but do you think it's because yes. We're sitting here right now saying
yes, and we're validating.
No, but I think no matter what, like people just comment on public figures and people. I think, and I say this with grace because I feel sorry for people without like lives to live. But I think like we're not doing that because like we are fulfilled in having like a full blown life and friends. Like if you're at home alone in Nebraska and you have no fucking friends, not Nebraska, sorry, sounds like a great place. Seriously, I want a house there. But I'm saying like, do you know what I mean? Yes. Like if you just have no one, you feel like fulfilled in being a part of commenting on someone else.
Yeah, because it's the only thing you have, I guess.
Like, yeah.
It's
like,
I want a whole documentary on like the psychology of a troll.
That would
oh my
be,
God,
that would
Dylan Dan is hosting. That's actually a genius idea.
Hilarious.
Is he a troll though, or was he just trying to win the fight?
He's a troll.
Is he a troll?
He's always been a troll.
Oh, okay. 100%.
With all of his fights, like
he's
everything.
So embarrassing.
But, I don't know. Back to Sam and Colby.
Sorry.
No, I loved every second. Are you kidding? This is the best podcast ever. The last episode gave me so much like gratitude for this.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Sam and Colby's show. So they are
YouTubers, whatever. Their videos have always done well, but they started to really get views when they started ghost hunting, right? And like they just go do like silly shit ghost hunting. But then people were really into it. So they started getting like all the monitors, all the like electronic items to do it, like high budget, like whatever. And they went and filmed this series recently where they stayed at the original house of the original Conjuring. Like where
for 7 days.
For 7 days.
Couldn't be me.
Just them summoning ghosts, bringing in all these people that are like, do that, like for a living, like mediums and like.
Like psychic type shit.
I think I'd be pissed if I were a medium. I'd be like, why'd you do this to me?
Swear. So especially pissed. The ones I could see, the ones over there. It's like, girl, beat it. Jeez, don't. But it was like nuts because they're in this Conjuring house and it's not like they're just sitting there in corners. They have all these things and they're talking to the spirits and like Tana was telling me the whole time, I was like, don't, I was like, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. She's like, watch, just watch. And like every little thing they do, you're like, holy fuck, there's no way. And it's like the Conjuring house, you get it. And then when you see like Bella Porch and Larry, like people we know in there, and like Larry's face, like down to his ankles, dude, like scared.
Brooke, so it's like 11 million views in one day. Like,
would you go?
It's actually funny. At Tanoween, Colby asked me to go do something with him like this. He was like, please be in a Sam and Colby video and do it. But I get so weird about...
Don't bring any of that shit back here.
I get weird about inviting spirits in. And like, I believe in mediums. After the JoJo Siwa experience at her house, it changed my whole life on mediums. Like, forever. But anyways, so they're like so good at like debunking every thought you could have of like, why isn't this real? Like, they'll film it all and then they'll like see like, what are all of our questions? Like, how do we like ensure that this is real to the viewer? Like, they brought in these people, right? It's such a long explanation, but yes, they brought in these two people who work at the Conjuring house. And they were like, 5 years ago, we found out that if we hold hands, we're able to like talk to ghosts, right?
How'd they hear find them out? And they'll literally be right here in front of you. They work at
the Conjuring house with like all the ghosts in the fucking world, you know?
Yeah, but they were like, let's just try something.
Well, I think people like, because people come there for tours and like, it's so many people have died there and shit and whatever.
Well,
and
it's like a guy and a girl and the guy had died, right? And came back to life or something. Is that what you were telling me? The duo that does this.
Yes. Uh-huh. But even just beyond that, like people come like all over the world to the Conjuring house because allegedly it's like one of the most haunted places in America. And they found out this method of when they hold hands, like a ghost, they can hear the ghost like walking through the room, and then they can like sit there and go through the alphabet and get the ghost to like knock for like certain like letters and like numbers and spell out things. Like, so it'd be them standing there holding hands, and they kept like showing to debunk it. Like, they'd be like, okay, knock three times holding hands. And then they'd be like, keep knocking, and then the ghost would be knocking, they'd let go, you couldn't hear it, they'd go back, you could hear it, like and Sam and Colby did everything in the world to debunk it, like went to other places to debunk it, like made sure they could do it everywhere, whatever. We're having these ghosts spell out sentences in the documentary, and it was like the ghosts were spelling out messages from like Colby's like dead great grandmother that only Colby would know, like all this. It's the most fucked up shit I've ever seen. Well,
then they were asking other people in the room, like Bella Porch, to like, like, come here, like, you could feel the presence of, like, the ghost, right? And, like, she would go over and get, like, so scared because she could actually, like, feel it.
Flinch because, like, something would be there.
Or, like, touch her.
Well, and in the series, you can see a ghost grab the shirt of one of the guys who are there and shut a door fully. And it's just them alone in all cameras. I think it's so believable as well because they're YouTubers. Like, it's not this whole television show. They brought their cameras. They brought their setup. Their producer was off camera, and a ghost, like, reached out to their producer, and he was crying. They, like, cut it off camera.
Like it was, like, an assistant sitting in a corner. But the one that got me, like, I want to tell you this, especially like they were in the house and they were hearing the knocking because it was like someone walking, like, and they'd be like, Abigail, let's do this, and they do it. But they took the two like people that were connected, the mediums, to a random park. They were like, we're gonna take you somewhere, are you down to go? And the guy, they were, yeah, in the like, back,
of course you can do this in the Conjuring house, so show us you can do this in a completely random setting.
So basically took them to a random park. Because
they work at the Conjuring house. Yeah, it's like, well,
yeah, literally took them to a random park. They did it. Moral of the story, the person that knocked and came was a dead teacher that worked at the school 1 second away from where they were standing. They looked it up. They died. That person died on the exact same day as they filmed that, and that's why they were walking around. Oh, I just got full body chills.
Like, had the alphabet people, the fucking mediums, like Sam and Colby had their producers pick a random location that they all went to, and they all like went there. And then like they brought the mediums, and they had the mediums were like trying to find a ghost. They find a ghost. They have all these cameras to detect it as well. It's detecting it. They have the ghost spell out her full name and the date that she died. Like, and like, who are you? And the ghost spelled out teacher. And they were like, what? And the ghost spells out globe. And then they Google it and they find out her name. She was a teacher at Globe Park High School. She died that day where they were standing. Like, all this shit. Like, and she was just,
dude, what the fuck?
And they didn't even know the day. The only reason they knew the day is they searched her name, and then they all freaked the fuck out.
Even just beyond that, I've known Sam and Colby forever. Like, I just saw Colby at Tanoween and I was like, how are you? And he's like, still fucked from that. Like they're like such honest, like good people that I don't like believe it's like
fake.
Yeah.
But it's hard when it's like supernatural shit and it's on the internet, because you know, yeah, how, like you said, 11 million people watched that in one day.
Yeah.
Regardless if it was real or fake, 11 million people did
watch that. A lot of people would lie.
But yeah, and like I feel like anyone
would. Oh my God, Jake Paul 5 years ago? Lying. Right. We're doing a seance.
But it's
in
like,
the Team 10 house. Like, fuck. But just I'm
Jasper
like,
and Chef
B. It's just David Dobrik. I can't fuck it. No, but like, I believe they're passionate about it. I believe it's like, I believe it.
I believe in ghosts so much. I'm like, but I feel like I feel like they're like friendly.
In the thing, they literally said we can't physically hurt you, but like,
but we can scare you.
But they said they like to
traumatize you. That evil in there is good.
And they had these little devices that could pick up on the waves and make out words. And these are devices that are like, not AI, but like, it's a device that picks up all the technological, like radio, the EMF device, and it'd say words. And Colby was blindfolded at a bridge in the EMF device at the house.
With noise canceling headphones in.
Said,
so he'd hear something, and then Sam would be at the house, and the ghost would be telling him, like, Colby's hearing this right now.
And the ghost with Sam in the house would be like, run, bridge, run, killer, murderer, run.
And Colby's like at the bridge. Like, so crazy.
Bro, what? Yeah.
So this one time,
I have to watch it.
I was at JoJo Siwa's house. But like, essentially, like the most famous medium in the world was there and like comes up to me and is like, I have this message for you. And like, essentially was just like, it was from my grandparents and it was about shit that I like that happened to me when I was like five. Mm-hmm. Like, it was all about my grandparents and like, when I was like 5 or 6.
No way. She
like, no, ever. I don't think I've ever, like, it wasn't even anything that I would think to tell my friends about. It was like, my grandma loved hummingbirds, so she'd have hummingbird feeders. So I'd like always go with her when I was like 5 to like get the hummingbird feeders. And she just kept being like, she's showing you a hummingbird. Like all this weird ass shit. Like at my grandpa's funeral, like all these butterflies landed on his casket and he loved like yellow butterflies. And I'd never told anyone about that. And she was like, he's showing you a yellow butterfly. He's showing you that. Like, I was like, what the fuck? Like, how do you know that? Oh my God. It was it was so bad. It was like horrible. Yeah. It was horrible.
Like that type of shit that's so like precious and like amazing.
Well, and I was just never looking for a sign from them. I never had like thought, like I was just like, oh, whatever. Like if they, oh my
it's
God.
The dog.
But
it's the dog.
But it's like so fun to look for a sign. It's like every time like I'll see like a butterfly, I'll be like, oh, there's Cooper. Like,
yeah.
Oh. So it's like really like, oh, like that's like amazing that someone told you that. Cause it's like, fuck, like every time you see that, it's like,
yeah, you that, believe like, it for sure.
My,
it's a real thing.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
My oh, I mom, I know. I love when you get emotional.
That's why I love canceled. We're slaying.
We're doing my amazing. My mom's mom died when I was like 9 or 10 or something. And like when they went through all her things, it was like my mom's sister who went through all her things. And she sold at a garage sale all my like what was most precious to my mom, which was like these angels that my grandma had in her like little curio cabinet. Mm-hmm. And my mom was fucking devastated, like because they were so important to her that like she had them her whole life. Like they were just these like little angels that were like she kept, and her sister just sold them, like because she
hate
just
thought about being poor. Not to interject you, please continue.
Yeah, because it's just like nothing valuable the, like, but my mom is so sentimental, and she was fucking heartbroken because those were her mom's like things and they were always in the family, whatever. And so she sells them. My mom is just heartbroken over it. And then years later we had this like none of you were with me, but Carrie, she's like this foster mom who would like take us, like all of us in the family, and like from time to time she was taking care of like some of my cousins, and my mom went over there and she had all the angels, no connection at all. She had bought them. Yeah. She had bought them at the garage sale
and just had them, and then Vaughn found out.
Yeah. And so my mom found them at Carrie's house, like, oh, and it was God. So completely unrelated. Like, she just happened to buy them at this random garage sale, and then now, like, then years later, she was like taking care of like our family, And I think she just gave them back to my mom. But it was like the craziest thing. Like my mom, oh my God, you should have, you know who my mom is.
It's like, I actually like, that's what makes me believe in shit like that. Like I like, I've told like everyone about like that story at the boatyard with like,
wait,
you know what happened with like the air, what's the thing called with the air thing that you put your hand over when you wash your hands?
Yeah.
Air dryer.
And like that and like things like that. Like
make what happened?
What? Oh my God, this is like the craziest story, I swear to God, on the planet. And it's like,
oh, and you don't have to say names. Like, you
can honestly say it. So I was picking up my grandmother. She went on a cruise and I was about to get on a flight to Australia, and I'm like going in circles around this like boatyard like carpool situation. So I'm waiting to pick her up. Mm-hmm. And then there's a, you know those park bathrooms with the solar, and yeah, like no one really uses them, like no one like cares for them, they're just there. So I pull over. We're in like a park, like whatever.
Definitely have had sex in one.
Like, yes, exactly. Like one of those Vegas ass shady parks with
you're
the bathroom.
You're so my Vegas best friend for that, because no one else has ever had sex in that. Yes, and so that.
Yeah. And I swear, like, like I don't even know if I could cry anymore about it, but it's literally the most, like, one of the most fucked up things. I went in this bathroom, okay, and I'm peeing, and my mom always told me if I like heard anything like messed up, it was my dad, because my dad passed away. So if I heard anything scary, she'd be like, it's your dad, he's trying to say hello, not to scare me. And I believe that, I really do. Mm-hmm. And so I was in this bathroom, and the only like closest person that has ever passed recently was one person. So I literally was just like, is this you? Like, and I heard
a scary
sound. I'm peeing and I hear the go off for the hair dryer. Hair go off. Why would it go off? I'm not even near it. And I was just like ping, ping, ping. And I was like, Cooper, is that you? And then it goes, bsh, 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 bsh. And I swear to God, dick.
And like, they don't even do that. They go, bsh. Like, so like was malfunctioning. Oh, and people always say that ghosts make something malfunction.
Never ever be the same after that. I'm going to tell you something right now. It went, and I sprint out this bathroom, and this lady that I'm talking to about how long it takes goes, are you okay? And it's still going. I go, do you hear that? And she goes, what's that? And I just left, and I called Hunter immediately. And I literally just like, I don't even know how we got here, but like that shit is so real. And
no,
like,
just those, signs, like, are so
those
real.
Signs are I so think, real. Yeah. And it was one of the absolute most fucked up things to ever happen to me, and now I forever know that like someone, and he's always here.
All right, yeah, and like a good thing. I think that's the only
it's
way
like
to
settling.
It's the only way to really get over grief is to like, because you go through all the stages of grief. Obviously, damn, who would have thought this episode would have gone there? But you go through all the stages of grief. Obviously, like the anger, the, you know, you're upset, you miss them, whatever, and then eventually after you get through all stages, the only thing you really have to live for is hoping they're there watching over you. So you live for a sign, or you live for like, you know what I mean?
I live, yeah. That's yeah. Really all I look for in anything. It's like, if it's there, then that's how you know that like, they know that you're there just like missing. Like,
yeah.
Like just thinking about them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I remember so many times in my life that I've been like mad at someone being dead. Like my best friend Tristan, who died. Like, just like, I'll be so mad at like, why are you gone? I hate that you're gone. I'm so like mad that I'm happy. And you feel so guilty for being happy, because you're like, oh my God, I'm happy. Every and then day. You died. Yeah. And then it's like, those are the only things like essentially get you through that. That's why I got the four leaf clover tattooed, because his last name was Green. And then he would always say, like, even when I'm gone, like if you're anywhere, like if you see a four leaf clover, think of me, like blah, blah, before he died. And so when he died, there's this park in Vegas. It's in Summerlin, and there's four leaf clovers like all over where the park is. So we'd always go there, and we'd like, that's where like we put some of his ashes, like everything. And so he would just always be like, whenever you see a four leaf clover, think of me. And then he died, that's where we did that. So then even to this day, like if I'm somewhere there shouldn't be a four leaf clover and I see one, always be like, at least there you're there. Yeah,
he's there. And that's what I had to know, is like, they're there. Like, that means something. And it's
damn
never,
Sam and Colby,
like it's never a coincidence. Like they are there.
Yeah,
I'm done with that. But
should we pour a glass of booze and unpack other so topics?
Much. Yeah. That was literally so
honestly though, like
Slay.
I love you.
I hope when I come back, I'm not like I feel like that would be so frustrating to not really be able to communicate, or like to be able, like I don't know if I would want to see, if I died tomorrow, I don't know if I would want to be able to see you guys.
But I think that's the right people would know the signs that you're giving, you know? Like, if you were trying to show someone a sign that it's you, they would know.
Yeah, but, like, I picture, like, the movies, you know, when you're, like, watching from the outside and you're watching everybody, like, live their lives. Like, that would be, like, that's what I, my, like, biggest fear is, like, watching life go on without me and everybody just be chilling.
Yeah, but you, obviously, if you had passed, you were in that state, you would understand, like, I'm in a different place, like, which you hope is beautiful.
I know. Where did we go?
I always, when I always used to be like, I'm going to die tomorrow. Like when I was always trying to kill myself or always trying to die, that was like my biggest hope.
Yeah, I'm better now.
It's not like yourself, not die tomorrow.
Overdose was my goal. Like, but I'm saying like that was like my goal at that time was like, not my goal to die, but I'm saying I genuinely wanted to die and felt like I was going to die every day.
You're in a very bad place.
Yeah. And so my goal at that time was like, fuck, I hope if I'm gone, like, now I'll stop. Now we got to. Like, Amari would know, or like people, like, that I could give them a message. Like, who cares if shit went on, you know?
She just pops up. She's just playing Hefner.
I'm like, bitch, you better haunt me. Like, I'll miss you.
Oh my God.
Nothing's happening to
anyone. I wonder what kind of sign you would send me.
She would definitely send, like.
No, I've thought about that a lot. Do you know? This is like the. Like a, yeah, should we change
the subject? Yeah, let's segue to another topic. I'll ball.
Yeah, honestly, I'll we can't.
Yeah, it got dark.
Halloween time.
Anyway, so. Outfits. Do you think Betty White is still with us?
Is Betty Crocker a do you know who that is?
Yeah, the bitch on the.
Is that's a person, right?
She was cooking.
Okay. Quick story. Randomly in Vegas, we would always pass her house in my neighborhood, and my parents would always be like,
"Well, Betty Crocker had a house in your neighborhood
in Vegas."
So, quickly, it was Halloween last night, and we bought all these full size candy bars to hand out to the trick or treaters because, like, everyone, like, all the kids fantasize about that, and you talk about that, like, growing up, like, you want to go to the houses of the rich people who have the fucking big candy bars and hand them out and whatever. So we like. Bought those
there's like
to give out
50 downstairs.
Yeah, I know. I had four before I got upstairs.
Well, so Isabella was like, yeah, growing up, like, Gladys Knight lived down the street, so we'd always go to her house and get like 1,000 candy bars from her house. And you're like saying the same thing essentially, like, Betty Crocker lived down the street. What was trick or treating like for you? Like,
Joe Dirt lived in my neighborhood.
Wait, I
razor blades were in my shit.
No, like, it was always like, we would honestly, trick-or-treating was insane for my family. God bless this woman. She's the most fabulous woman in Las Vegas. Her name's Amanda Caretas. She threw the most, and she, I love her. Talk to her this today if she sees us. Love you, Gorge. She throws the most fabulous Halloween, like, 31st days. Like, not a party. It's a trick-or-treating party. She will have 2 semis roll in with about 40 golf carts coming off of them for all the families. And we would go on this street called Red Arrow in Red Rock Country Club. And we would all the families.
Like, your family would get on a golf cart.
We would get in the golf cart. Phyllis would be driving.
Are you fucking kidding me?
And we would go down Red Arrow and be like, oh.
And you'd stop at because
each house. And each house would be fucked up insane. Like, I didn't live on Red Arrow.
Yeah, but that's just crazy within itself. Like, living somewhere, A, that you know someone so loaded that they load out semi-trucks of golf carts. B, that the houses are so big that you have to go golf cart to, like, go, like, house to house. Yeah,
you can't just, like,
and
walk
then, like,
from
the rich, like, the best, like, the best houses.
What would they would give show you?
Out. Babe, they would have food trucks. They would have their whole house turn into a haunted house. They would have parties. They'd have like the parents in the corner with like drinking. They'd have the whole nine yards. Like, it was fucked up.
Do you ever like? So I feel like you were born into like middle class, right, Ty?
He knows about the game. He knows the situation. Oh, okay. He got the king
pass
size.
It, I want to know. You were born into like a higher.
My parents are divorced.
Yeah.
So like one of them like. I don't know what I would classify them, like lower middle, higher middle.
He says that he's being humble.
I just want to know.
Higher.
Did you get full size candy bars?
Like, sometimes. Okay. Like, we would go trick or treating some houses, but I didn't live in a neighborhood where that was even, I don't think that existed.
Well, and your parents
were
divorced. So, where would you spend most of like your holidays? Or like, where would you trick or treat at least?
Like, split in half every year. Like,
was there a financial difference between mom and dad?
Yeah. Like,
so.
Like,
which was which?
My dad had more money.
So, going with your mom, it was like more normal.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then going with your dad, it was like a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not like I was like.
It's so. Because our friend group is made up of so many like classes. Like we all, like now we all live in LA and we're grateful to have found like jobs and life here, but we all grew up in such different classes.
We all grew up so differently and now you're the richest. So shut the fuck up.
Do you know what you I are. Would do? Huh. I'm literally not joking at all. Like every Halloween was just like you'd steal a pillowcase.
Yeah. From the house. Always the pillowcase because the basket wasn't couldn't afford big a bag.
Like honestly, I just want to hear like Brooke run me down 30th, like getting ready for Halloween to the November 1st. I want to know how your Halloween was at home.
No, it was like, I mean, probably about the same. I did pillowcase when I was with my mom.
And just no money. So it's not like you had like a store-bought costume.
It's not about money.
Dude, and my mom was such a cunt. She would,
but I'm saying like, it's not about like where you're painting your face. You're dressed as a ghost with a sheet cut out.
Right.
Like you're not like, but you my can't mom buy did a care. Store-bought she costume.
Did, my mom like randomly cared about like certain things. Like she loved, she always dressed us up for Halloween. Like,
okay.
I have like so many photos of us in costumes and stuff. She really cared about it. Wait, oh my God, I have to tell you guys something so cool. Wait, I was going to tell you this on our solo episode. It's kind of related. But I just now, I've never seen a baby photo of myself that wasn't my, like that my grandparents didn't take. Because
and I how old were you when you went to your grandparents?
I was like 10 on. So I've never seen, like obviously they had taken photos of me. Like I had photos like very little with my grandparents and that's it. And I've never seen any photos of me taken at my, when I lived with my mom, when I lived with my sisters at all, ever.
Same.
It's like you have that one.
And one. So, yeah.
I
so,
have one baby. I'll but, get into that.
But my mom, but like my sister or my mom has like thousands of photos. She took photos of everything, but I've just never seen them. And my sister has them now. So I made her send them to me the other day, and she's like has thousands of them, so she's going through them. But she sent me 60 the other day, and I got to see 60 photos I've never seen before in my life. And it's so crazy because I'll be like for example, we had a house that we lived or an apartment that we lived in that I have thought of, and I picture it all the time. I was 4 living there, and I remember every single detail about it, and I have never seen it. And I saw a photo of it, and I'm like, it's exactly how I remember it.
Ever so literal least favorite thing about my childhood trauma ex being adopted is A, I don't remember the majority of my childhood like at all just because of like everything that happened. And then B, like thank God for Deborah Naraj, there's a photo of everything since the day I entered. But like I have one childhood photo of me ever.
I love it though.
And
it's the cutest.
And I'll never forget I had the physical version, and one of the last times I saw my mom, she like got rid of it so I couldn't have it, which was like so traumatizing.
I remember that. And then Natalie was looking for it.
And like it was just so weird. And my grandparents, Mr. Hummingbird and Mrs. Butterfly, would take like thousands of photos of me like as a baby. And my parents like had them and took them. But like when we fell out, like they like purposefully were like, you can't have these. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't have a single childhood photo of me when I know there's like thousands and like they, not thousands, but you know what I mean? Like just a normal amount. And like, they won't give them to me. And it's crazy. And there was this one time I went to my grandparents' house after I started vlogging, and I took vlog clips of like all the photos around the house. And like, I'll forever be so grateful for that vlog. Cause it's like the only,
like you have them in the vlog.
Yeah, like it's the only footage I have of like childhood photos of me like ever.
But it's the weirdest thing to like not know, because like everyone else gets like to just look at photos of themselves. And I told my sister that I was like because she was like not wanting to send me the photos. She's like, I'm busy. I'm like, I have never seen a fucking picture of myself.
Literally.
Like, I want to see them. That's so when insane. She sent them though, it was so exciting. I literally felt like I was like watching a movie.
Literally.
That's insane. I literally have my belly button from when I was born. Like I literally,
honestly, my mom does have those. I'm telling you, yeah, she so holds on to like the most.
No, wasn't as no. bad as you think she
she's
was.
She's not.
Girl.
No, seriously, Fawn? No, Fawn. That's
like
one thing.
Baby teeth. Like where are they?
No, why I don't have my baby teeth.
Fawn like so really cared about all that shit.
Right. Tooth Fairy took those.
Crack Fairy.
Would the Tooth Fairy come to your house?
Like at least a quarter.
Again, like kind of my grandparents before they died, but they died when I was really young. Like there was like maybe one time.
That's stupid. You don't have to try
with my photos too. Like my parents divorced when I was like 10. So I like literally don't remember them being together like happily, like at all. Like I literally don't remember it. But when I see photos, like depending on the house and stuff, I can kind of remember, like it gives me memories. Which is different than yours. You like have the memory before and then you see the photo to prove it.
I have such a vivid, like I remember everything. I remember literally being like 2.
I would do that's anything so crazy, for that.
Yeah. No, well, but it's, I mean, it's bad in ways because like I remember all the horrible stuff, but I also like,
yeah,
I every detail, every like I remembered the sticker. We had bunk beds in the room. I'll show you guys the photo. I remembered every sticker that was on the bunk beds. It's so scary. And I'm like in my head, sometimes I'm like, did I make that up? Or like, did I have like a dream about this? Because I don't know what it looks like. And I moved out of that apartment when I was 5.
And you saw the photo.
And I saw the photo. It's exactly right.
Do you know, weirdly, I like all my dreams are based in my childhood homes. Isn't that weird? Like, well, all my
you should dreams, look into like what that means.
I have a lot, honestly. But all my dreams are based in like anything that's related to like trauma with me. Like all my dreams are in exactly where you would know since you've known me trauma wise. But like even just all my like, I just had a dream the other night where we were all in my childhood home. Like they're all based with like my current thoughts, but in my childhood homes. And it's so funny because it's like, that's the only way I can remember them because there's no photos. But like I have such vivid dreams in them like every single night.
That's not perk 30.
That's real. No, I'll like have dreams actually like that where we're like,
I'm doing
fucked up shit that like, you know what I mean? This life has brought us. But in my childhood homes.
If we ever have like a show or anything along the lines, even if we did it for like a YouTube video, I wanted to do this when I brought everyone home or like to meet my family a couple months ago. But I would die to go to the house that like I actually grew up in because you would have a
same
stroke.
Same. We kind of did that for MTV. We drove past one of my childhood homes.
I remember everything too. And me and my sister, like so young, like probably like, I mean, she was... 10.
I really remember every address I grew up at.
Really?
Like, because I would always have to know my address because no one would like take me home or like whatever. Like, I would always have to know my address no matter how young I was. So I remember every address I grew up at and I would die.
I don't remember. I want to remember because I want to be able to look it up.
Address. I mean, I could say it right because I don't live there anymore, but I mean, whatever. She goes, oh, super.
Should we unpack super? It is a podcast topic.
Yeah.
What's going on with the super?
Super what, Tana?
I have this problem.
It's a super problem. Super.
I don't know how to explain this. Like, I get drunk. I don't get drunk. Whatever. The second I have one shot in me, I start saying the word super with everything. Like half a shot in me. And like, you'd be like, yeah, no, let's not go there. And I'd be like, super no. Just now, whatever the fuck I said it to. Super this, super that, super whatever. If I'm sober, I will never say the word. And I can't make it make sense.
And then when you're super fucked up, you go, super.
Super, yes. Every single time, I don't get it.
It gets like worse and worse. You just say it more and more the more fucked up you are.
Like Chris was dying the other day because Lila was imitating me being mad at him. And she was like, I just know when she's mad at you sober. She's like, Chris, I'm mad at you. And then like drunk Tana is like, super fucking mad at you. Super. Like, why do
crazy for that. Super crazy for that.
I pick up the word super only when I'm drunk.
And right before we started filming this, she started saying super a little too much and I got a little worried.
But she's super sober right now.
Super enough to film this podcast.
It's my birthday this month. I'm having a midlife crisis because I'm turning 27. Oof. And I therefore have 3 years to find a husband and be pregnant with my first child.
29 is the age. Always.
Do you know what I'm learning though? Is that like maybe it doesn't fucking matter.
It doesn't at all. And I know it doesn't, but that's my goal for myself is I want to have at least have somebody that I think I can marry by 30.
My thing is Kourtney Kardashian didn't get married until she was 40. She's 40 years old and she found the love of her life.
Of millions of dollars.
I have like little siblings. She had other things to focus on right now. I don't think my parents had them when they were like 40. You
know I do mean? Love that.
So there's no rush here.
But they also had you at a normal time.
Yeah, but then they're also still popping babies out. And like my step-parent.
And Ty's like, and also I'm traumatized.
This is my fear. Really my fear is out. That I want to have like a a few kids. So if even if I have my first one by like 35, then I can only have like one. I think
I've been letting the fear of all this shit like plague me for the last like year.
Yeah, it is fucking stupid, but it's just a goal.
Thank God you're 27, making a lot of money, 26? Being gorgeous.
For 26 more days.
Yeah, gorgeous. You're 27. You're
Oh, no, that was last year. Yeah, my golden birthday was last year. Oh, too bad.
Yeah, you're the 20. You're 27 now, gorgeous. So, but Burke's birthday always like starts a little, you know, corruption. And we all just wanted to be here for Burke this year. And she for sure cold shouldered us and told us that we plain flat out we're not invited this year.
She's being smarter mentally and going somewhere to where she doesn't
I act can't the be way disappointed she by my friends. Well, okay, act God. The way she acts is crazy. Everyone misses my birthday every year.
Well, it's you do have one of the harder birthdays in the year.
It is. So I plan it around everybody always.
Thanksgiving hits midnight and then it's Brooke's birthday.
And
no, it changes every year. And true. Every year I plan it accordingly. I ask everybody in advance, what's the deal? When's everyone going to be back? I plan it based on that. And then no matter what, without fail, every year, everyone changes their plan.
So what ends up happening is everyone realizes that they should probably be with their family or else they'll get in trouble. But last year, and I think the year before that, it landed on 25th and 26th.
No, it doesn't do that. Last year, it was like 3 days away from Thanksgiving.
Still just fucked.
So fucked. Thanksgiving is such an important day for family. Thank God we celebrate you 363 days a year. Yeah, and thank God
everyone lives 40 minutes away.
Yeah, but leaving the psycho families is like so hard. Like you do, like you have to recognize a birthday around Thanksgiving. No, of course I recognize that.
We're going to New York this year.
Of course I recognize that. But if I say like, hey, I'm doing my birthday this day, does that work for everybody? Everyone says yes and then changes it a day before, decides they're not coming home. That's where the episodes come from every year. I think
I've decided for your birthday, I just have to like spend so much of my money to make her happy, like buy her something insane.
That is not true. I've never, that's the last, exactly wrong.
No, but I can't be there is my point.
Oh.
I love you so much. Well, no, it's just always right around Thanksgiving. Let's just
be real. You already disinvited her.
No, none of you are invited.
It's so close to Thanksgiving that.
No one's invited. I'm doing my birthday separate from everyone this year because I'm like, what am I going to do? Plan a birthday party and have everyone decide not to come.
I'll still pick a separate date to celebrate you and
we always anything. Pick a separate date. We always.
Like we love you.
We love you.
We would die for you.
We would die for you.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Canceled Podcast. We love you guys so much. Comment down below if you like Ari and Ty. If not,
don't send them hate.
We'd love don't that. Comment at all, gorgeous.
Seriously, love you guys. Thank you for joining.
I love
reviving,
you.
Reviving
sorry
the
for
vibes.
Crying. I love you all.
No, reviving the vibes. We love you.
I have so much more to say.